These daily guided meditations for transcendence are brought to you for free. If you enjoy them and would like to support the channel, you can hop on www.buymeacoffee.com/raph, R-A-P-H, and buy me a coffee or join one of our memberships to enjoy some exclusive perks such as private posts, videos, and podcasts. That's buymeacoffee.com/raph, R-A-P-H. Thank you so much for your generosity and support. Hello, dear meditators, dear friends. Welcome back to our meditation challenge. Today's day 79 out of a 100-day guided meditation challenge, meditation for transcendence. My name is Raphael. I'm so honored to be here with you to do this challenge with you. I would like to celebrate you by offering you during the entirety of the challenge a 50% discount on my upcoming course, Transcendence in Meditation. It is a deep dive into meditation, transcendence, theory, practice, philosophy, and more. And if you're one of the first 100 members to sign up, you also get a one-on-one session with myself. So have a look in the description below for the links, or in the show notes if you're listening to this on the podcast. But first, without further ado, let's please start in today's meditation. As I said, today is day 79, and so we have only 21 days left on this challenge. But of course, every day is just day one. Every day is different, every meditation is different. We remove our ego, we disengage our judgments and our expectations, and we start. Make sure you won't be disturbed during the entirety of the meditation, approximately 20-25 minutes. And also give yourself a little buffer at the end of the meditation as I give you a prompt for contemplation. If you stay with us until the end, and I hope you do, I'm sure you have those 25, 30 minutes, even 5 minutes extra for journaling at the end. You can sit wherever you want as long as you feel comfortable and available for the meditation, making sure you can sit with a nice posture. Sitting with dignity, with pride, nice and tall, nice and straight, not too straight. Don't want to introduce tensions in your muscles, in your body. And we start these meditations by dedicating it to someone. It can be to anybody that you choose. The way we do this is simple. We close our eyes. We put our hands to our heart. Deep inhale in through the nose. And on the exhalation, we project our love, gratitude, and appreciation towards that person. In a few moments, you will be introduced to a sound, a vibration. You will put your focus and attention on that vibration, and you will follow that vibration during the entirety of this meditation session. You'll do this as gently, softly, and effortlessly as possible, keeping the sound on the foreground of your mind. When thoughts come, don't engage your ego, don't engage your judgments. This is perfectly normal. It is perfectly natural. It is part of the process of meditation. So don't judge your meditation session. Don't judge yourself, your ability to meditate, and don't judge the thoughts. Don't try to categorize the thoughts, and certainly don't try to eliminate the thoughts. When you catch yourself thinking, go back to the sound as gently, as softly, as effortlessly as possible, putting the sound back on the center stage of your inner personal space. When the sound fades out, let it resonate in your own mind for a few extra moments, keeping it alive, reproducing it in your mind. You may now let go of the vibration. The meditation is over. Get reacquainted with the sensations in your body. Take your time. Whenever you feel like it, take a nice deep breath, open your eyes. I would like you to contemplate on this small passage while you're here, while you're in this space of calm. It's from the Tao Te Ching. Yes, again, and until the end of the challenge, I think. We will do a thorough study on that book after the challenge, but for now, he says, Lao Tzu, if you realize that all things change, there is nothing you will try to hold on to. If you are not afraid of dying, there is nothing you cannot achieve. It's fascinating because this was written on another side of the planet and in another century from the Stoics, the ancient Romans, but yet it is exactly the same thing that we've talked about again and again and again and again on the channel. And so how does this reflect on you? I want to read it one more time. Let me know in the comment section how you can apply this wisdom also today and every day in your lives. He says, if you realize that all things change, there is nothing you will try to hold on to. If you're not afraid of dying, there is nothing you cannot achieve. Everything is finite. Everything changes. Everything moves. We are in constant motion. Our energies are in constant motion too. So reflect on this, contemplate on this, journal on this if you want to. That's it for me today, though. Thank you so much for joining us on this journey. I'm so honored. I appreciate you. I feel you. I see you. Until tomorrow, take care. Bye-bye.